I'm doing well, Sean. You?
Doing well. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you taking a few minutes to hop on the Windspeaker Radio Network. Alberta Métis Fest for 2024 is coming up at Métis Crossing. It looks like such a beautiful space out there. And if there was ever an event to really learn about Métis culture, this is certainly it, isn't it?
This is it. On June 21st and June 22nd, if you want to be surrounded by Métis music, Métis art, Métis culture, and community. This is the place to be.
That's one of the things I love about it, too. I love that you mentioned community, because it's so much more than just everything that's going on. It's about the people that show up to the event as well.
That's it. You know, all the musicians, all the people that attend, just like one big family. And just like the old days, you know, when people used to, you know, show up to one another's homes and play music, it would just bring people together. Now, this is the same thing, just on a larger scale with a couple thousand people.
A couple of thousand. Now, you've put together an incredibly busy weekend with lots going on. Tell us about it.
Yes. So on the Friday night, that's kind of when everybody's showing up. There's an open mic. And then on the Saturday is when all the performers from across Alberta, there's singers and jiggers and, you know, fiddle players. And then that evening, there's something really great. There's a Living Legends fiddle showcase.
Ooh.
So what that is there's Patty Kusturok, Calvin Valrath, Gary Lapine, and Riel Aubuchon. And these players have shaped our music. You know, they've played dances. They've recorded with, you know, Reg Bovette, Richard Callahu, all these big players. And to bring them out, it's going to show the youth exactly what our music is, and also bring back lots of memories for the elders as well.
And to have them in the same room at the same time, that doesn't happen very often. And these are legends. Like you said, if you've never watched somebody play the fiddle, it's unbelievable, that finger speed.
Yeah, and it's, you know, what's so common in our music that needs to be preserved is the danceability. Our music is for dancing. It's to jig to. And these players are veterans in their craft.
And you've also got an artisan market, a bunch of cultural activities. Maybe you can let us in on some of those ones.
Yes, for sure. So there's the market, there's stuff for kids. At Métis Crossing, there's a big supper. So, I mean, when you think of Métis community, there's food, there's music, there's art. And like I said, it's all these things in one place.
Love it. Where can I go for more information?
AlbertaMétis.com. It's all over Facebook as well. If you follow the MNA socials, the Métis Nation Youth Department, just anywhere that you get your information from.
It's Alberta's Métis Fest 2024, June 21st and 22nd at Métis Crossing. Alex, I appreciate you coming on the show this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks again for having me.